stories are a way that people used to pass on details of events before they came to writing things down and before pictures, and often that's the way historical knowledge was kept alive. Stories are still used to stimulate thought and discover new insights into things we think we know all about. Stories are often remembered. Who remembers the from last week? Who remembers the sermon from last week? Great, but don't the stories help? When I finished the reading, the story, last week, the congregation, you lot, applauded. So what's happening this week is your fault, because you encouraged me. I'm going to tell another story instead of the sermon. It will be 25 minutes to 30 minutes long, so it's not quite as short. But remember, it is a story. I'm not saying it's all true, but some of it is. I hope it will make you think and get new insights and perhaps even open new truths to you. As a bit of fun, I've included lines from several well-known Christmas songs. So if you get bored, you can just count how many songs there are and let me know at the end. When I come to deliver it, I won't introduce it anymore. I won't even tell you what the title is. The idea for this came to me some years ago, but never really got round to doing much about it until after Martin agreed I could do something different. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a story, and it's not a short one.